So you guys caught the fish.
Yes, we caught the fish. It only took about 2.5, 3 hours of trolling to
that's very promising.
Bring the tagged fish in. Last year we put in about 7 hours of trolling and came home with nothing. So this year we have a $5,000 tagged fish and a $10,000 tagged fish out there.
What do the tags look like?
Little red discs that Doug Fleming puts through the gills of the fish.
I see, the sport fish biologist, yeah.
Sport fish biologist. And,
on the gill plate.
Yeah. On the gill plate there. And so it'll be very evident if you see, if you pull up those two fish, it's a red, both tags are red and they have specific numbers on them. So
they don't say congratulations on them?
No, that comes later from the Derby Committee when we hand you the check. So
again, usually you do this out in Frederick Sound, Frederick Point area.
They were fishing out in the Frederick Point area for the tagged fish.
Tell folks a little bit about this year's Derby overall. Any changes, anything different or new this year?
No big changes this year. The only thing in the prize list that changes is the third place winner, which has the option of taking a $2,750 cash prize, or that person may select from the Derby prize list.
And remind people the top two prizes are...
And the top two prizes are...
besides the tagged fish, of course.
Besides the tagged fish, the first prize is $7,500 and a derby jacket and hat and free processing at Tonka Seafoods. Second prize is $3,500 cash with a derby sweatshirt and hat. And then third prize is $2,750 cash or select from the Derby prize list and a sweatshirt and a hat.
As far as rule changes this year, anything different in the rules? No downriggers, right?
Nothing's changed there. No downriggers. This year, Fish and Game regulations and the Derby rules both allow only one fishing pole to be used. Last year, there was a liberalized sport fishing area designated by Fish and Game that allowed use of two poles, but that is not in effect anywhere in the Derby boundaries this year.
Yeah.
Also, Doug Fleming with ADF&G is going to post fish regulations at the Derby weigh-in station, so anybody that needs to check those rules and regulations, there will be maps and information available.
So that's something important for people to remember is that if you haven't gone out king salmon fishing yet this year, it's a one-fish limit now,
right?
For residents and non-residents for a daily bag limit, and it's one pole in the water wherever you are per angler.
Right.
Anything to add?
No, I think we're excited that the fishing seems to all of a sudden this week has picked up tremendously. I was out at the south end on Tuesday night, and a couple of youngsters came in with a king that they had fished, played for over an hour down at the south end, so I know there's fish down there. Denny Heimdall's friend pulled in a 60.5-pounder.
I heard about that.
That was on display down at Coastal Cold Storage. We got a picture in the paper this week. So all of a sudden, and then it only took the Derby volunteers 3 hours to catch the two tagged fish. I think the Derby may be peaking, or the fish run may be peaking just at the right time for the Derby.
Just to remind people, they need to validate their tickets before they start fishing.
Right.
And that starts up at what time?
Validation starts Friday morning, 7 o'clock, at each of the Boat Harbor ramps, and out the road at Banana Point will be a person out there validating tickets.
The first day.
On the first day. If you purchase your tickets after the Derby begins, when you purchase your ticket, it will be validated at the time of purchase.